Review by Centennial Regional History. March 1st, 1976.
Hai?
Malunya speedboat ini kalau nak nak kapten. Kamu nak nula ala kepada, untuk dibuat tanding kita kepada nuka kelam kita. Anis semua lah, pangan semua.
Semut tam na pangan.
Anis sahre.
Anis sahre.
Eh, tapi nak tema. Tam tegas, mak tu kan. Semua lah hendak sama, bukanya semua nak suka dalam ter. Semua, take jauh tu. Ini semak sebagai menakut orang, belajar kumaku, dia mana menakut orang, menakut kumaku, hair brand kumaku menakut, nanti tak boleh menakut, ni semua sebagai yang semula dah nak, mana? Kebun semua wanita kan semua, temu pelak hasil kau di kereta, sama tak?
Akan
di. Chairs like in boxes for this.
So he said like the 10-gallon can boxes, you know.
Yeah.
Along the wall of that.
Yeah.
Like somebody carved chairs.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think that the stones were hand cut?
Yeah, hand by the hand.
Not natural rock.
No. They made it by the hand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they ate the akhargi, big. We have two big stones, but they go white, just like they saw it, just like that. Real nice one.
Is that on the inside of Kargi, like to make
inside
a bench?
Inside the Kargi.
Mm-hmm.
Going down and staying going.
Like by the door?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then would that have been covered with sod?
No, it's just a block like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you mean that the Kargi?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they covered with a skin, I guess.
Uh-huh. Probably was covered with skins before,
skin.
Uh huh. And so the frame.
That's a meeting house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then right here, there's a big mountain way up.
Mm-hmm.
And then from here you could see the flat one, big flat rock, and you could see it wrong way, from way out from here.
Mm-hmm. From that side?
Yeah.
If you were up on top of the big flat rock, would you be able to see the caribou coming?
You could see from inside the hole. There's a hole right there.
Mm.
And there you could see that much higher, and then there's a big flat one on top.
I see.
So you could see long ways. Mm-hmm. And the people down there, you could see them make some kind of noise, I guess, when they see something, animals or...
That would they look out?
Yeah.
That would...
Just like a horn.
Okay. Look out for hunters or animals somebody else who might be coming.
You know there's net horn?
Uh-huh.
That's what they make horn.
Oh, the ram horn.
Yeah.
That's what they use for...
And they can blow on
it. Yeah, they blow right so that people could hear from long ways.
Uh-huh.
What kind of...
And then strangers or... they make horn.
Uh-huh. And then when the warriors or strangers come, then they made noise with the ram horn.
Now what kind of a noise would they have made? Would it have been long and continuous or one, two, three?
Long when they get
woo-hoo. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see caribou, they make different kind of noise, mm-hmm. I guess, too.
Oh, different sounds for different occasions, for different happenings.
Kind of
for Nortag Village, this is This old one, Tukalapera.
Okay.
Would you say that once more?
Tukalapera, very old, very ancient.
And she was actually a pyramid, or Lakshmi, pyramid that comes up, which is a Catholic. It is a town of Lakshmi.
Or
Lakshmi.
Okay.
Malokar nak kan story manik, mungkin mulai mulai akan sah malonik mau jangan kan story manik tak kamu ni mai tak kamu mah, mek ni tiup mirara tu apa, kamu pun mau tak kamu mah, mek nak kamu ni kamu nak,
there was an Otak man who had two wives and when he took them through here. They'd hold on to him because there was some kind of a magnet or a pull in that area, magnetic field.
And then when you climb up on the eight on top here on Maniyan Tamao, you would go to sleep. And you sleep just like you were drinking.
I guess the elevation is so high that if when you climb up there, you get lightheaded like you were drunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And. Nanimi ase nyuga tenya uyarak aglakta fitta.
When you say anok tesma tebak lang misat kaya siya di jorak lagi.
Oh.
Kaya siya di aglak kalau tu siya tu boleh tak pun pizza tu kaya sah pun. Nego mumu siya ni kalau mumu tu pun.
Tu ni.
Mumu tu pun akan gempil. Karena ni kan sama kedudukan sama jadi aku juga di mana jadi kita akan mengalau nalau nisukan nafsu.
It not chisel through.
Uyang mi.
Okay. On a huge rock on this side of the Khali over here.
It's on the south side.
On a large flat rock, there's some writing that none of them have been able to decipher.
What kind of writing? What does it look like? Is it long, slender marks?
Yeah, some kind of writing art, but I couldn't understand what's in there. Some kind of mark, but they could understand.
Could you draw me later on a picture of what kind of marks it looks like?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Now let me ask on the karagi here. Do you think that was something that was occupied for many years? Or was it something that people came only in the summertime?
In the summertime and wintertime, they used this
both.
Land. Yeah, both.
Do you think there would have been a big village there at
one
time?
Yeah, big village. Many, many years ago, big village.
Oh, yeah, that was an ancient
place. Right each year, on from here up the mountain, there's a village too, way down, and way up the mountain, and the village.
Sort of in between.
Between.
Uh-huh. Now, was that at Timberline?
Oh,
beginning
no,
of the
Timberline.
No timbers at all.
Just the rocks. I mean, when you go up, you could see the villages. Houses.
They slid some of this mountain to make room, you know. A dwelling area.
Like a terrace.
They made it sort of like a terrace. And then they also used logs, trees, for posts.
Would there have been four posts inside each house?
Yeah.
In the center of each house,
some
four
kind
posts,
of,
uh-huh.
Really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Iberico or maybe Itcha or something?
Yeah, something like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, where would they have gotten their water?
Way down.
He said, when you climb to the top of this mountain here, you can see the clouds at a lower elevation.
The fire, when you match it, it's like you're playing nothing. You couldn't stand nothing.
Yeah, it's so high. I guess
this is 4969.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking something 4,000 feet, I would judge.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
About 4,000 feet,
yeah.
The air would be getting thin, all
right.
Now, where would they have gotten their water? Would they have had to carry it?
There's water right here.
But they would have had to carry it all that distance?
We drink it. We make fire, we drink it.
But they would have to carry water up to their house?
They could carry it, I guess, from here. Some kind of water.
Maybe in a bladder?
Some kind, I guess. When they go down, get some water from their leg and then go up again.
He was at Barrow recently, and evidently they told him that this is where the Barrow people came from.
Oh, yeah.
During the time of the hunger season, the famine time, they left the area and went up to Barrow. And so they consider that area their source of origin.
Is that right?
And there's the quail too, right? They say quail right there. They make big rocks and standing like that and put snares around.
Mm-hmm.
And they chase them and they make it snare.
Yeah, chase the caribou.
By dog team, how long do you think to go from no attack to desperation like?
From no attack?
No attack river.
What
one? we start from here, we camp here, and then we stop here, and the next day we go. That's it.
So it's about 2 days?
Yeah, 2 days.
Mm-hmm. But is it easy traveling?
Not really easy, but you lead them with the dogs.
But in the summertime, you could do it by
Umiak. You couldn't go up there. Too much sun.
Rapids?
Too much sun. Big rocks, too much big bubbles, river going down.
Is it too swift?
Too swift.
Mm-hmm.
You and your dog, you couldn't hardly hear it. Too much noise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the day of 7:10, we get to the loud and get up.
They used seven drums. I split open some drums and floated down.
When I see Pangani for the horse, even do the Sakumina Yadi thing back from the Kubun, then I see the Kota time in the Kubun.
Kabana Amblong may time in the Kubun.
Never did that thing on Kangan Mayok Tokuma. I said, I know,
I'm not Mandamaja, anything more down there, I'm not a chicks of Doha, Bruma.
Now would this have been a place that was very good for hunting tuktuk?
Yes, you're right.
The best.
You're right.
How about in long time ago, mountain goat?
My daddy used to chase him some place right here, I guess, Napasili Bracks in a V.
Mm-hmm.
And he chased him and they go in a hole. The room is sucking matter and Napasili.
Oh, These rocks that they stand up this way are Napasalik.
Yeah, Napasalik, like this. Mm-hmm. In a big V, in a big mountain. Mm-hmm. And the J.J.S. I mean, he could break it,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Tigurahit.
I got their room numbers, too.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah, so when they...
Now, when do they give any time, how many generations back, when feral people might have left there?
I don't know.
Just a long time.
A long time. The bone was there that high.
There's a pile of caribou bones.
That went way, I guess. That went long. More long than this one.
20 feet by 10 feet.
Something like that.
Something like that for a pile of bones.
Caribou bones. So Lin Yen, when you talk, we are on the river?
Khadgi,
the village bar.
We are on the river.
Okay. Maka wa sing, ishtu di lamik, we are on the river.
Kya chusukhe?
Jilip te mi, no tamit te mani.
Oh, Turki basa tamna atkola pasal biyo kripita. You don't know the Ibaks and look on a day, Mangala.
Damna, okay. Nanama Ibaksa,
eh?
Damna, that's one of the same time to make a day to work.
Imagine me take care of Papa, be of two in your year. Unless the morning
is chilly, Mataki to be chilly.
Even the morning is 4 hours of owner. Ah, that's good.
How big do you think the Karagi was? 50 feet across, maybe?
Maybe that much long? Mm-hmm. It's 20 feet, don't you think? Maybe that much wide, maybe?
It was square.
Yeah, not square, round.
Round, oval.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Kind of wide, I guess.
And the seating around the khadgi was of stone, but it looked like they were cut.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Many years mm-hmm. ago.
And the corral. Was the corral used to drive caribou in and hold them?
Yeah, the people chasing the corral and they get snares.
These rocks that they used was the area to which they herded the caribou, and then between
about that high, them rocks standing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now,
do you think that those rocks were also put there by humans?
By the hand.
Inuit. And maybe they were put there to make the caribou think it was humans.
Because
they did this in eastern Canada. They put up stones like this to confuse the caribou, and that way you could drive them against them.
Mm-hmm.
And it confused the herd.
Uh-huh.
Was it hunting trick?
This is what he said.
That's what I think.
Caribou doesn't, is confused when they're being driven.
Mm-hmm. I think that must be it.
Yeah, and they make some kind of stand too like that on the corner,
mm-hmm.
way over in the corner. It's like a man standing like that. Maybe some kind of would stand up so good they could see, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go inside, they get scared and go away and they get snared right there.
Yeah. Snares in between the rocks.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear your father talk about a stone where Angakok went to call the caribou? There was a place where he went to get the word to call, to summon the spirit of the caribou.
In that big lake. Yeah,
uh-huh.
In that big lake, there's a spirit right here. And there's a fish right here, too. No. Right here.
So,
when? Colored just like rain. There's no place to go out.
Fanisak.
Hey, Bangilat.
There's a lake. There's a lake with no river.
No outlet?
No outlet.
Where, no inlet?
Mm-hmm.
No. A lake by itself with no outlet or inlet where there's a lot of fish.
Uh-huh.
When the hungry people many years ago
And then during hungry times, famine times, that's a lake that the people used to go to survive the famine.
And some in the lake, small little lake, you chase it when they go inside. You know, if you are not talking about that, you spear them.
With a three-prong
Meister. Yeah. And some seals are pretty long, but that long.
Fish 6 feet long?
By that close to that lake. Real big one.
How big would you think the lake was?
Is it small little lakes, some big lakes, some small lakes.
But there were a series of
lakes. Some fish, there some fish.
This was along the Noatak River?
Yeah, right by the Noatak River.
And you're saying that there was a rule that you don't go to that lake for fish unless it's starvation time.
He just said that those lakes were well known for having a lot of fish, and then during starvation time, this is where people always went to survive.
The one big lake, I don't know how wide, how long is it? By the church, that long? And kind of circle around. But just like rain, pretty terrible. See? No place to go out, no nothing. Go down now.
And what kind
they
of fish?
They may put net down the one of wood. They put net, they get fish, and they go home again.
Would that be sea fish?
No, it was. Grayling, some kind of grayling. Sealing. White fish.
Now, how long ago did you last go here to Desperation?
About five, 6 years ago.
5 or 6 years ago. And you lived there with your dad when you were little?
My dad, we stayed here when I was little.
7, 8 years old?
Yeah, I go to school when I was 14, first grade. That's all 1 year I go to school, and I quit school again. And I learned from white men from English. We start from here. We talk to him and I.
You and Barno?
Yeah, and go inside and go back to Cayenne and Mervic. We got to walk a long way to walk. And when I see
Tuktu have stayed in this area all winter long?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Did they also sometimes migrate up to North Slope and then back?
And go back and there and come back again.
But as long as you stayed here, there were always sure to be some around that you could hunt in the winter time.
Them caribou, they never scare you. They go after you. They go like that to you.
They're curious.
They see what's there. That's like. See what do you mean? A Lord man, a mother like that. Not a Robinian.
He said in that area. The caribou are different. They're not shy of people. They're curious, and
their behavior is even different.
Even you're walking, when you're packing, you follow you. What's going down in the root?
Now, what would they have eaten on during the winter season? What would they have found?
Too many caribou.
Yeah, but what would the caribou have eaten? Was there dried grass?
Oh, dead.
Listen,
same thing what they like around here.
Same thing that they feed on in the lowlands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even though it's relatively high elevation, it must have been sheltered in there.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Mm. Must have been sort of protected by mountain range here, mm-hmm. from the eastern winds coming like this.
That has
to be an ancient area.
You should go up and fly and charter it. Only $300. Charter from here.
Mm-hmm.
We could go see, make picture if you want to.
Come next summer, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I think it's a very good idea.
Pontoon. Mm-hmm. With Ray Ferguson. You get pontoon.
Mm-hmm. I know I have heard much about this stone carragi from there.
Yeah.
There's another one also, I think, up in here someplace, by Shumnak, somewhere in here. There's yet another one.
What they call it, Narvik. Where they used to cut up the sheep and dry the sheepskin.
But a stone corral or everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ned, did you have relatives living down at Noatak or at Kotzebue?
I got a lot of relatives.
He had family in Noatak and Kotzebue.
Now, who would have been a trading partner for your father? Is there someone special?
Nevi Kakpa, Nevi Kangnik Lakpa. Which, Anna Mimki
Nevi
Kakpa, Lil Tammy Mimki Kakpa.
Oh,
Kakpa. You remember,
His father had a partner from Lil Dandy.
Yeah.
And he would have met him in
Kotzebue. And they eat food together. And what kind you want to eat? Some lineages of Mispit you were. And I get it. And then I put a less here. But some money, some lineages of Pit. They will want to sit on there. Here I see. But they come and say, Tara Mundi, here I lost the
Indian. And your father would have wanted ivory and seal and walrus and seal oil and muktuk.
Yeah, and trade with something. Whale.
Trade with whale, principally. And you had to give in return caribou hide.
Yeah.
And fish skins. And what else? Martin. Otter. Land otter.
Yeah.
Beaver.
Something like that, I guess.
Some things like that. Now, he would have met him, once a year during the summertime?
Yeah, summertime, yeah. They meet him summertime. Damn it. Pisiktaani ni.
The identity of the man from Naimid was he was known to have six wives, and evidently he was a medicine man where even if they shot him, he didn't die,
And my dad could sell fresh here too when he couldn't die. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
See that? And he told the lady,
His father also carried a bullet in the back of his neck for years, and it was embedded in his neck, and well, they just, the friends didn't remove it because they just felt it, it was too much in a
dangerous place.
Yeah, dangerous place to remove it. So evidently, when he was younger, he was shot and carried a bullet in his neck for years.
Do you have any idea who shot him? Was it Eskimo?
When he raised me up, you know, he would travel when he hunt, when we stay up 30, 40 miles from the village, winter time, in summertime, he only used
the only thing he never carried a gun himself personally. His father, he had a stick with a metal blade, a spear type of thing. That's the only implement that he would carry.
Amo mong sili kanya tao tao ko ni Mitchell kung ko pa pang at niglu kung Mitchell ko pa pang at niglu sila daw ni Mitchell amo kana kanya tao tao ko ni picture na nga noy yora tao ni sa mga kasi upulak su de masol lang marli di blue de masi kanya tao huda na malik mani tako kanya tao ra su tao apa ng blue sa mga kapu kani tak menemukan nak ke dalam tu tak lu nasi gobe tu dah menemukan papu kepan tu amuk lu amuk kah tu kamu dah nasi sebab ni kamu lupa lah sebelum
his father tracked down a wolf. He removed his clothes first and then he tracked down the wolf and then took his snowshoe and held it down there.
Yeah.
And then used his knife to kill it.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You and I see Edward eating dogs. When somebody's dogs come around, he after it and kick it with the feet, catch it with the feet, you even running. I will look at ya, poor. That was actually good after the guy. Don't I do we next one? I think that I will look at ya. Don't you need to say that, will
No, he said his father always told him that not to try to set himself up to try to be a leader among people. I guess because of the kind of background he had, you know, it comes out anyway, you know.
Yeah.
You know, without trying, you know,
mm-hmm.
Without the obvious effort.
Great. Shall we, you want to get on, shall we stop for the time being?
We have a big day tomorrow.
He said his father had about five or six dogs and then he'd travel on over to Kivalina and Point Hope and then go to Kotzebue and then he'd go back up to their original place.
And in this in the summertime.
Yeah.
Not in the winter.
Winter time,
in the spring,
in April, he goes down.
Uh-huh.
That was a yearly cycle of the people who live like that. There are a group of Notak people who follow the caribou, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
And then they'd leave their boats in a certain place and follow the caribou, and evidently some of them would stop in here and live there, and the rest of them would continue to follow the caribou. And but I guess his mother was from around the Kotzebue area,
so he went down for her benefit.
Yeah.
Then do you think, now something I've been recently reading says that they think all Eskimo culture came from inland areas such as this. And just as you were saying, like going from here to Barrow, they went from the inland to the coast.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And rather than starting in the coast and going inland.
Yeah, one fellow from that from here, a lady, young lady, but he got his husband from Katsuyu. When he's ang ayukan ay si Tukumada. Kuya Piyay ni, magkunang Piyay, hindi, nakitulis sa kanya, nakisaka ako na yun. Ang udadong lagmani. Lahat, ngayok tolo, dang na yun, inutik na, utik na ang udad sa etara mo, lahat si, tawag mo, kaya nga, kamulolak sa ako.
Usag lahat ang perso ko atin, inyupedgok, kakto kaming naging olang nila kapat naga makung ning olang nila kapat naga
sama umuma bukan sama olang si walu ini apa kan lu nalar tu lah kau kakto mana kita tu olang ber mana tu kor
mungkin okay now far Tino is from his knowledge, and the people at Barrow, they consider themselves having originated in this area. Now he's not sure whether they came from this area or not, because his knowledge is from this area.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a question we can ask of some of the others about going down to Sarukatsuville. Because maybe Eskimo culture is not really a seacoast culture. Maybe it's first an inland culture that moved to the sea.
That'll be an interesting part of the study, you know, where
it would help the archaeologists a great deal if they knew what local people thought.
Now he was talking about the survival boats that were left on mountaintops.
About that.
Yeah, in the days when the earth was covered by flood, and they took to their boats and survived on mountaintops. He said there's also some old ships, survival ships.
Used along in here, but this would have been a good place, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's high enough, it would have been above.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Personnel is interesting too for that.
All right, we'll follow up on that.
If you read some of that literature, you'll read about Purcell.
I'll do it tonight. I might have a busy evening.
Come on in now, buddy. One is a man, it's a man, it's not a man. Alam na kalun ang nalu kunami ha kito sa melu tutup di kini ka di una sa ni sa ni ulo kasi wala ng tao lupi kaya kami shortest kanya ni katokon kilo kano la malit na ipo ni kasuk pa yun kita ba kasi parang di ba ni ang tao pila kami pa kwan pa pangan pila kami utek nito pangasi si utbub noon at parang siya kami kana ubudan na tutup ito kaya mo na lang. Dahil masin, nilok kang pistol kanya lo. Ay, unorok nga may mga pinito ka lang ka ma. Ay, unorok mo. Kamingin mi nga, suwid mi nga. Supod yung kinabi ka.
Hindi ka mga.
Eh, ito, pisab lo kasi. Ilo kasi, pistol kanya lo, ay unorok mo. Nang daw, dahil makanoy yung nepan, nuway na.
There's some COVID right there.
He was talking about when they were there, and it was the time of year when they didn't have very much food left, and a caribou came by, and
they took off after him. One took off after him without any clothes. All he had was shorts. And the other man couldn't take it anymore because there were too many mosquitoes. He went back and then, and he kept right on and got the caribou and just took the gut out and then went back home, you know, to go get it ritual.
Did you ever see the tuk-tuk go into the water and swim to get rid of the mosquitoes on their eyes?
When you wet, they never catch too many right away, but when they try, when it when you get trapped with you, you keep on going.
Tuk-tuk-tuk,
ayak-tam, matak-in-yarobigay, kik-to-ra-ning.
Maligugit? Maligugay, nagdumisigun mo na maligugay. Sa malayit, maligay dito, ang kailang mo tayo maligay dito, ano?
Pubrak to
Jundin.
He said, the mosquitoes follow them anyway, even through the horn, you know, even when they're out.
Terrible mosquitoes.
Yeah.
What did you do to escape the mosquitoes?
I used to, when we stay up there, I used to, you know, when you cook your products, you know what I mean?
Beat in front of their face, and he said that the only way they could breathe without breathing the mosquitoes in and out.
Mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm. That's heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They needed the cutter or 6'12" or
right,
something.
Right.
And knitting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is great, Ned.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Things I've heard about and heard about.
His father had two holes where he had his tuk-tuk, and when they first opened them, he used wood plugs until they healed up and, you know, enlarged the holes. And then he had ivory tuk-tuk.
Were they big ones? Were they
little ones? Yeah, little tiny.
Do you know, did he ever tell you who made the first cut, whether it was a man or a woman or his mother or Angakok?
I don't know.
Kan is niet voor wat ik ga wonen namen?
Abmani.
I guess it was in the days when they had flint knives, and so they used the flint knife to cut the holes.
Yeah, man, kies heb ik toch nothing.
Did you ever see some who had tuk-tuk of jade, cobalt jade?
Oh, down
there. At Kotzebue?
Yeah, down there. Little time.
In Little
Diamond? Yeah,
that room.
Niven?
Jade de Miglet, the Fang the Spa? He said his father used to, when he was chewing tobacco, spit through the hole.
Ah!
Yeah.
Now, did he take them out at night when he went to bed?
Yeah.
And when he was eating?
Yeah. When he eating, he used sometimes, but he never used it all the time.
Uh-huh.
When he traveled around, he knew it. I went to get him to learn the regular. They come and let you run.
Do you know?
When he was out traveling, he didn't wear them, except when he was home.
And why did he wear them? Was it to look nice?
No. was some many, many years ago, I guess. Today.
This was the, at that time it was a sign of manhood, of reaching manhood.
And did your mother have the tattooing on her chin? Now when you shot your first game, did they have a ceremony for this? The first time you shot a seal, did they cut up the seal in a special way and give it to everyone else?
Well, it's still the custom today where it's divided, especially to older folks.
Right.
Yeah.
And the person who wants it, the young person, doesn't get anything.
Actually, who did I have? Mama.
A sign of man.
And the old folks told him that if a person wants to live long, then he should be generous with the animals that he's got. Give them to people. Be generous with what he gets, because then, you know, it assures him a lot.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And live longer.
Mm-hmm. Now, who lived with you up at Desperation Lake? Your father and you, your mother. Who else was in the house?
McKee.